We've met as a party a few times in the last week or so since the budget book was produced. We have put over almost 30 questions to the executive where we're looking for some clarification on the different headings that's there as a council. But I think there are many challenges at the moment for us in the North West. And of course, we all know the concern over Brexit and the issue over sterling as well. A lot of businesses have worked very, very hard in order to survive over the last number of years. This is a very challenging time for the businesses. And I don't know of any local authority anywhere in the country who's proposing a 5% increase. It's disappointing that that's exactly what the executive have done. As a party, we're not going to support that. We can't support it. I think the council has to look at some of their own costs, have to look where they can identify savings in many other ways. I think as a county, we have, over the last few years, been innovative in many ways in support of tourism, supporting small businesses. We need to continue to do that. Employment is a huge part of what we are here in a big rural county. And there's many challenges. We know that firsthand as a party, so we cannot stand here today in Lifford and support a 5% increase in commercial rates, because I think it's important that we spend whatever time we need to spend at this as elected members to try and get a resolution to it. We have seen, for example, in our whole area of roads, 50% reduction in that funding today compared to what we're getting in 2008. 50% in our roads. We depend very much on our road network in this county. The whole area of housing is an area that has been a priority for us. We don't have enough maintenance staff in this area as well. But there's many areas that we believe the whole community and voluntary sector is right at the heart of every community. We've been very proactive as a party in Fianna Fáil, ensuring that whether it was Tidy Towns, whether sporting organisations, residents, groups or whatever, that we're ensuring that they get the support that's needed to allow them to continue. So we have a lot of priorities in there that we intend to continue to support and maintain, to play that team game with many organisations out there. I think we've done that over the last number of years, but commercial rates at 5% is just a step too far for us.
Do you think it effectively sends a negative message out to small businesses and businesses in general?
Yeah, I think it's something that should have been thought out a wee bit better before the book was published. That's what we were advocating at the workshop here. It's disappointing that they went ahead and produced the book with 5% on it. But I think at the end of the day, it's a role for us as elected members to adopt the budget. And as I said at the meeting, it's up for us to sit down now as a group with the executive and indeed with the other political groupings as well, because on days like this, it's important where we can put on the county jersey and do what's best for Donegal and the people that we represent. And at the end of the day, we have a lot of very positive things. We have a lot to offer as a county, and we know by doing that together, we can achieve a lot. So hopefully we can get some agreement on this going forward.